Well, a number of changes. What's the thinking behind those?
I think all of them were forced, yeah. Got a few injuries. We know we've got a few on our injury list, so it gives opportunity to some of our players who have been in and out of the side this year. So I think the crew that comes in will be quite determined. Yeah.
Expecting another wet weather slog this time?
Well, it may be. I think there's forecast for a bit of rain. How much, I don't know. So you've got to be able to adapt if it does rain, and we'll be ready for both, yeah.
Do you sort of revisit the last time you played them, given that it might be similar conditions and you sort of were able to keep them? They're quite a high-scoring team and you're able to keep them to a low score.
I think they've grown as a team since we last played them, and so have we in different areas. But wet weather football is a really simple brand. I don't think tactically you've got to do anything extreme, but it's about owning territory. So we'll wait and see if it is wet. But, yeah, that's up to the gods, isn't it? Yeah.
It's been a season full of sort of a lot of optimism, but it's tailing off a bit. How important is it to keep the sort of the belief, more of your fans and the club, I suppose, alive with a strong finish to the season?
No, I think, you know, we'd love to have more wins on the board. There's no doubt about that. We're in some games. We're in front in the last quarter and didn't get results in the middle of the year. Right now, it's about making sure that our young players in particular really learn from every game. That doesn't mean they're not going out there to try and win. We are going out to try and win every game, but what great learning opportunities. We've had Charlie Curnow be able to play in the ruck and some more midfield, and that's great learning for him. A fortnight ago, Jack Silvani played at half back. We got the opportunity for Marchbank to play a little bit of wing last week and not just in defence. They're all signs of growth for us. They might be little from the outside, but they're going to pay us back. And I think this year there may have been around about 13 players, 21 or under, that have played for us. And you know, last I looked, it was a week or so ago, there was about 130 odd games into that crew. So you know, changes in position, more exposure to AFL level, we think are really important for us in the back half of the year.
And when you're doing that, have you got an idea in mind, or you're throwing all the balls in the air and seeing what happens?
In terms of moving players around? Yeah. No, we think, definitely planned. It's not just randomness.
Explain that. Well, anyway.
No, that's okay. No, I appreciate the question. We want to be a team in time that can play in multiple positions. It's really difficult to do that too quickly, particularly with the age profile of our list, but in time we want that to happen. You know, I've just mentioned a few. You know, we've watched Wiedering play some forward early in the year, and I've mentioned a few more then. So we think that'll pay us back, but it's not just random. It's where we think they can develop in that position. It's not, we'll just try it and see.
Given the what you've learned over the last few weeks about your list, what sort of areas do you think can be addressed over the off-season in terms of, you know, positions that might be bolstered a bit?
Oh, we're really open-minded on that front. I think you can see right now we're getting exposures to Sammy Petrescu-Seaton, for example, to play midfield a lot more than just forward. So we want to build our midfield depth. We want to look at our outside run. There's lots of little spots because we're only, you know, 2 years into this reset, so it's quite an open view on where we've got to improve in terms of position, because there's lots, and a lot of it's about depth in position. How many players have you got in that positional role? So you know, through the midfield's an obvious one, but others as well, because we want depth in position.
Given putting a score, like a high score, together has probably been a bit of an issue this year.
Yeah.
Does that sort of prompt you to look for an established sort of forward during the off season, or do you think that growth comes from within the list that you've got at the moment?
All I can say about our list management is we're going to be going to the draft, and we'll be open minded to trading as well, provided it's young in age profile. We're looking to build depth in every position. There's no doubt about that. That should be as simple as an answer. It needs to be, really. Yeah.
The old enemy, yeah. This week. Yeah. Extra buzz around the joint?
Yeah, well, I think there's really close to about 250 games of rivalry there. So that's significant in itself. You know, there'd be 20-plus finals, I would have thought, in the history. So that combined with being able to play on the MCG Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. in that traditional time slot, I reckon a lot of our youngsters before they were drafted would just dream of that opportunity to play Saturday afternoon footy on the MCG, which I consider the best stadium in the world. So, yeah, it's going to be a fantastic game for our kids to experience.
Have you had any discussions with Dennis Armfield about his future beyond the season? He's obviously only played a handful of games.
No, not at this stage. He's been a terrific leader for us. The one thing around Dennis is, although he hasn't been playing AFL football, he's been investing in our kids. He's driven really good standards in and around the VFL. And you wouldn't have known that he hasn't played AFL if you walked into our club. So he's a great character, and I'm sure he's going to be playing with some determination this week.
A bit of excitement around Harry McKay the last couple of weeks. Any update on his toe injury and how long he'll be out for?
I'm not sure how long he'll be out for. We're hopeful to get some games into him before the end of the year, but we'll just have to see how that toe comes up. Yeah, hopefully it's a week or two, but that's the unknown.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you.